It was just a little while ago, I glued my ears to the radio. The announcer was saying we better beware, a crisis was hanging way up in the air. Crawling on the ground, swimming in the sea, dead and vermy. Well, I didn't know if I was for or get it. He was yelling and screaming a mile a minute. Well, he said, here comes the president, but first this word from Pepsodent. Have whiter teeth, have cleaner breath when you're facing nuclear death. And then President John began to speak, and I knew right away he wouldn't be weak. Well, he said he'd seen some missile bases and terrible smiles on Cuban faces. Close picture. Carrying land reform too far, giving land to the USSR. Well, it said we mustn't be afraid, we're setting up a little blockade. Put our ships along the Cuban shores, and if the Russian bear yells and roars, we'll let them have it. From Turkey and Greece, Formosa and Spain, the peaceful West European plain. From Alaska and Greenland, we'll use our means and 20,000 submarines. We're gonna teach the Russians a lesson. We're trying to upset the balance of power. Now most Americans stood behind the president and his military minds. But me, I stood behind a bar, dreaming of a spaceship getaway car. Head for Mars. Any other planet that has bars like Gertie's Folk City. Yes, it seemed the stand was strong and plain, but some Republicans was a-going insane. And they still are. Well, they said our plan was just too mild. Spare the rod and spoil the child. Let's sink Cuba into the sea and give them back democracy under the water. Well, the deadline was set for 10 o'clock. For a Cold War, it was getting hot. Well, the Russians tried, the Russians failed. Homeward bound, those missiles sailed. Mr. Khrushchev said, better red than dead.